Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you in a pattern of giving your child or teenager consequences only to have them do the same behavior again? Well, it may be time to switch to a new paradigm. We'll talk about this and more in episode number 56, titled, Time to Switch from Consequences to Privileges. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, Mark from Englewood, New Jersey writes, I've read your book and stopped giving consequences when my kids do something wrong and instead let them know that they earn privileges by managing their responsibilities. My 14-year-old son's favorite thing is playing video games. Now, when he doesn't do a good job on his homework or other responsibilities, I take away that privilege. Now he's arguing that taking away video games doesn't make any sense. He says the only reason I'm taking away video games is because he likes them. So essentially, it's a punishment that I'm taking away to make him do his homework better. Well, how do I answer him? Well, thanks for your question, Mark. First, let me explain the concept of privileges instead of consequences. When our kids do something wrong, it's common to give a consequence, like taking away something, usually for a specific period of time, depending on the severity of the infraction, right? So it's something like grounding for the weekend or no use of the computer for a while. You know, hopefully the kid gets the message, they change their behavior. In many cases, that's just fine. The child or teenager understands that there are good and bad consequences for their choices, so they make a bad choice, there's going to be a bad outcome or a consequence. That's pretty simple. But in many situations, kids aren't inclined to take responsibility for their actions. So when their parent delivers a consequence, such as taking away their video games, the kid screams, "No fair! My behavior wasn't that bad to deserve that." Or, "You're too strict," or, "You're just trying to control me by taking away things that I like." In other words, rather than focusing on and adjusting their behavior, they're trying to get the parent to change theirs. And that, my friends, is a control battle, where kids are trying to fight their parents' efforts to change their behavior, and then to complete the control battle, parents try to get their kids to change their behavior by giving consequences. That's not good. So the privileges concept approaches things differently, and it invites and encourages kids to learn the concept of taking responsibility. So when kids get this concept, it's empowering. When they adopt the concept of personal responsibility, then they have the power to set and achieve their own goals. You know, we offer our kids certain privileges when they can manage and are committed to managing the responsibilities that go along with that privilege. And as I often said, all privileges have conditions. You know, the privilege to go out with friends requires that the teenager has the ability and the commitment to make healthy decisions when they are out and unsupervised. A child gets to enjoy dessert when they eat a responsible portion of the healthy part of the meal, for instance. Or an older teen gets to drive a car or gets a driver's license when they are trustworthy and responsible to follow the rules of the road. you know, go where they say they're going and return home at the agreed upon time. You know, you get the idea. So in a way, like a privilege can be a celebration of achieving a level of competence and trust. So Mark, you're on the right track. You've established that your son needs to take his homework and other responsibilities seriously. You've also established that playing video games is a privilege that he earns when he's committed to a high standard of managing his responsibilities. In other words, doing a good job on his homework in this case. Now, just to be clear, doing a good job doesn't mean working for hours, obsessing over every detail, or getting everything right, or getting A's. It really means applying himself and not rushing through it to get to his video games. When kids apply themselves, then they learn and they grow. They train their brains to think and problem solve. So then, whether they're still teens or they're young adults or they're adults and they need to do hard work, they've trained their brains to turn on and think creatively. When kids rush through their work, they get nothing out of it and they develop avoidant brains that aren't prepared to conquer difficult tasks. So, now, how can you move forward, Mark? Well, for starters, it sounds like your son likes to argue, and while we want to raise empowered kids who can advocate for themselves, arguing for the sake of arguing or resisting parental authority or parental guidance and standards is not good. So here's my advice. Let your son know that you're willing to explain and not argue. I'd start with explaining just what I've said, that you want him to do his best for all the reasons we've just discussed, that he has a great brain, and that you want him to use it and develop his thinking abilities by doing his best. You know, it's just the same as lifting weights to build muscles. We do hard thinking to build our brain muscles or our brain capacity. Now, it's not that you're coercing him to do a better job on his homework by taking something that he likes away. No, he's in charge of his actions and choices, and you are in charge of establishing clear standards and accountability to those standards. That is a parent's job. Now, the value you have established, Mark, is first we do our work up to the best of our ability, and then we enjoy things we do for recreation. That's a value your parents probably taught you, and it's a value you hold dear, and it's a value you're passing on to him. And Mark, that's fabulous that you are. I love you for it. Now, if you are regularly taking away the privilege, you might be calling it losing a privilege, but functionally it's the same as giving a consequence. And he gets the idea that you're doing something to him, and now he's annoyed by that. Try this. Take away any carte blanche video game privilege and make it a by permission only opportunity or privilege. Even if it's a 1 hour or a 90 minute a night privilege currently, I'd make it that he has to complete his homework and other responsibilities qualitatively and have it reviewed by a parent before he can play any games. Then, of course, be sure that you review his work and are monitoring his effort consistently so that the standards don't get worn down and you're back to square one after a short-lived improvement, which is common. By making this shift, you can establish that your son is accountable to you and to the value of applying himself when doing his work, and of course, any other responsibilities that you expect from him. Now, if he needs support to keep his focus on his work, then you may need to provide that support, but not to the point, however, that you are making him do his work, only to the point that you are supporting him in applying himself. Now, once your son gets the hang of truly applying himself and doing his best work, and he articulates it and demonstrates it, then the condition of the privilege can change from always needing to ask to using it when he's completed his responsibilities qualitatively on his own. Might take a while, but he can reach that point. And when he does, he'll care about the quality of his work, and he may actually be enthusiastic about his work. It happens. So parents, let's all take a challenge away from Mark's question. Are we constantly struggling to get our kids to do their homework or manage other responsibilities? Are we constantly taking things away to get them to perform better? If we are, it's time to shift the paradigm and to realize that trying to get our kids to perform is manipulation and coercion. As long as it's our job to get them to manage their responsibilities, then it's not their job. They are the only ones who can get themselves to perform, and guess what? They are completely capable of doing just that. So stay positive, let them know the standards, and let them earn their privileges. Once they get the hang of it, they'll be empowered teenagers. And after all, that's all we want, isn't it? Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Mark from Englewood, New Jersey. Do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Some readers have said it's the best counseling session they ever had. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.